here's a story from The World.
When reporting on climate change, let's be honest, most of the news is pretty bleak. Like right now, devastating wildfires in the west of the U.S. and in Brazil's Amazon. In China, Pakistan, and Sudan, floods have left tens of thousands of people without homes. We don't want to ignore these tragedies, obviously, but there is another way to look at the climate story. Our next guest has spent years spotting the good news on global warming and the environment for her new book, The Reindeer Chronicles. That's on today's installment of The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Author Judy Schwartz's stories take us from China to Norway and Saudi Arabia to Hawaii. In your stories, in your writing, Judy, you focus on something you call earth repair. You describe it as a grassroots response to evolving crises, an antidote to despair. Explain what you mean by earth repair and how you see it as one solution to climate change.
Yeah, so when I talk about earth repair, it basically means healing our landscapes and our seascapes. And the thing is that we hear about all this devastating news, but one thing that has been neglected in our conversations about climate is the role of functioning ecosystems to climate regulation. And the reason that this is good news is that it gives us tremendous agency because we know that we can restore ecosystems from huge landscapes, like you mentioned in China, where an area the size of Belgium was returned to ecological health, to smaller projects and places. And ecological health on every scale matters.
So functioning ecosystems where things are working, you mentioned China and the Loess Plateau, this area around the Yellow River that stretches across seven provinces and what happened there starting in the 90s. Talk about that restoration. What did it look like? How did it happen? And what did you learn from reporting this story?
This is an area where it was the breadbasket of China, and it's actually where agriculture developed in China 10,000 years ago. And over all that time, the land has degraded to the point where you see images of people bringing their goats up hillsides where maybe there's a few blades of grass. And the Yellow River was silting up, and it was a real disaster. So the Chinese government, in conjunction with numerous international entities, including the World Bank, decided that rather than have this ongoing problem, they would restore the landscape. They used some very simple approaches. They terraced the land so that the water would flow more slowly and water would be held in the landscape. They removed animals from where they had been overgrazing so that the land would have a chance to rebound. And they had local people planting trees and planting other kinds of vegetation. And the extraordinary thing is that within 14 years, what had been a wasteland was filled with green, and 2 million people were brought out of poverty.
What were the downsides of that when it came to actually executing it?
Well, it was an ongoing challenge to do anything on such a large scale. There is, of course, a lot of, you know, trial and error. But overall, the project was a huge success. And in fact, one of my motivations for writing this book was to make it clear that these kinds of projects are happening. We may not see them. You know, it's not a dramatic one-day news story, but all over the world, people are experimenting. They are enhancing the climate resilience of their landscapes. They are turning wastelands into places where people can grow their own food and live their own lives with dignity.
Practically every day on our show, we cover environmental disasters and the daunting challenge of climate change. Why is highlighting these success stories important to you when, as I mentioned earlier, there are literally fires that urgently need to be dealt with?
Well, one thing is that I think it's so important for people to even know that it's possible to restore landscapes. Land is never static. It's always in the process of changing. And by working with natural processes, we can help to restore those landscapes. And in doing so, restore climate regulation. I think it's really important for us to be curious about how land works, and that can help us address problems such as fires by not being just reactive with all of these different tragedies that are unfolding before our eyes, but to also think about landscapes, think about how these lands might be restored, look at who is out there doing the restoring and what we can learn from what they are doing.
Judy Schwartz is the author of The Reindeer Chronicles, just out. Thanks for being with us, Judy. Really appreciate your time.
Okay, well, thank you so much.